Unit 5. Part 1.
When shopping is a problem. For a lot of people, shopping is a chore, something tedious yet necessary, like housework. For others, shopping is fun and relaxing, a release from the world of work. For a minority, however, shopping can be as dangerous as consuming too much alcohol or abusing drugs. For these shopaholics, a trip to a department store can become a way of fueling an addiction. How does this happen and why? Psychologists believe that the shopaholic views spending money as a form of escapism and a means of achieving happiness. The real problem starts, however, when the constant need to buy new things starts interfering with a person's life. People who become addicted to the excitement of shopping believe that buying something new will make their lives happier and more fulfilling. People frequently become shopaholics because their lives are emotionally empty. It is often a sign of chronic depression. People fill their lives with things because they can't face their own unhappiness. Shopping then becomes a form of therapy. According to experts, women are particularly prone to this sort of behavior. This may be because so much advertising is targeted at women. Magazine and television advertising aimed at them as career women, wives and mothers puts women under a lot of pressure to buy. Buying your way out of an emotional crisis is not a healthy option, though. Spending can get out of control. People get caught in a vicious circle in which the high of spending money is soon replaced by disappointment and finally depression as the debts pile up. New things quickly lose their attraction, and then the desire to shop and spend starts all over again. The widespread use of credit cards has led to a marked increase in the number of shopaholics. According to experts, the banks have made credit cards too easy to obtain, with the result that more and more people are using them. Using a credit card gives one the illusion that no money is being spent. People can go on for years spending vast sums every month on credit without realizing it. Unfortunately, many shopaholics don't realize that they have a problem until it is too late. They end up either with huge overdrafts or in court filing for bankruptcy. Unlike a dependency on alcohol or drugs, an addiction to shopping and spending money is less easy to detect, but, as with other forms of addiction, the shopaholic is also in need of professional help. The professionals who deal with these shopaholics have accused banks of adding to these people's problems, but there are no laws to prevent banks from giving out credit cards. Although doctors have attempted to persuade governments to introduce controls over credit companies and banks, few governments will interfere with them as long as they are profitable. It seems then that the solution to the problem lies with the therapists who specialize in this disorder and with the patients themselves. Getting to the root of the shopaholic's depression and helping the shopaholic to face up to and cope with the real problems that trigger their shopping mania is the only practical approach. Buying yet another new dress is not the answer.